Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detectthesos.com to learn more.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
The Bucks game is over. And now, it's time for the longest running Pro Hoops post-game show in Milwaukee. Hear from the players.
You know, I feel good. I always can get better. But, you know, I know myself. I know how usually it goes. You know, if I'm healthy, things are going to be okay.
The head coach.
You know, offensively, I think, you know, we make a few more shots. Could be dangerous.
And the fans.
You got a guy in Giannis. He's just like the most likable human being. And all the other people fall in line with that. Everybody kind of takes it after him. And it's really positive to see that be the team that we give.
This is the Pick and Save Pro Hoops postgame show, driven by Mercedes-Benz of Milwaukee North. Now, here's your host, Bill Baby Tausch Schmid, on 105.7 FM, The Fan.
Bucks lose in L.A. tonight, 113-103, and fall in the anticipated matchup of the MVP candidates, LeBron and Giannis, in Lipstick City tonight. Stars did their thing, that's for sure. The All-Stars played well, 3 out of 4. And another Milwaukee Buck in the Big Three also failed to show up, that being Eric Bledsoe as well. If you combine 23 points from Chris Middleton and Eric Bledsoe on the night, 5 of 19 from the floor was Chris Middleton, 2 of 10 from beyond the arc again from Cash, and the Bucks just unable to bounce back after an 18-0 run in the middle of the third quarter by the Lakers, and that was all she wrote at that point. Bucks got it back within 5, had it within 4 in the ball, about 4.5 minutes left, and an all real opportunity to get this thing within a possession. In transition, Chris Middleton blocked from behind by Anthony Davis, and the scrum leads the ball into the purple and gold's hands, and that was about it. Bucks fall tonight by 10 against the LA Lakers, 113-103. I'm Bill Schmid, Baby Tausch. This is the Pick and Save Probes postgame show. Thanks for being here on a late night Friday night. Bucks and Lakers, one of the most anticipated regular season games I can remember in Milwaukee Bucks history. You can react with us right now at 414-799-1250 and also tweet us at 105.7FM, The Fan, with your thoughts on the game tonight and ultimately the takeaway you have after seeing these two Titans in the NBA go at it one more time here in the regular season, and the final time they will in the regular season out at Staples. Bucks win by 7 back in December. The Lakers get the upper hand in their building now here tonight, and the run in the third quarter ultimately put the game away, and that was where the Lakers were able to get themselves the distance they needed to stay in that race. But LeBron James tonight was all too good. And while the national broadcast of Breen, Van Gundy, and Jackson I thought was really, really good, it's shocking to me that somehow we're going to say that somebody gets dominated 32-12-6. Giannis did not end up getting the win tonight, but they made it sound like it was a little bit wider of a margin than some other ones would have said. But in the game tonight, after seeing these two teams go at it for 48 minutes, what did you take away from it? I'm seeing that you're still going to need the exact same thing we thought of going into 2019 and 2020. Better clutch time performances from Eric Bledsoe and Chris Middleton. A combined 23 points tonight between Chris and Bledsoe. You combine it up for 10 of 32 from the floor as well. That's just not going to get it done. 2 of 13 combined from 3. 2 of 10 of that on the hand of Chris Middleton. Let's go straight out to the phones. And KJ's in West Dallas to start us up tonight on the Big and Safe Probes postgame show. KJ, what'd you see tonight?
Aloha, my brother. Thanks for taking my call. I saw a train wreck by Chris Middleton and Eric Bledsoe tonight. Can they please have a big game against a good opponent? I mean, Middleton, it seems like he can put up big numbers against teams that are subpar, you know, average teams, but he gets in these big moments and he just disappears. Bledsoe out of control, same thing he did last year, penetrating in the key. I just don't know. They just don't step up when they need to. If Middleton would have hit his average and Bledsoe would have distributed the ball and made some shots when they needed to, they probably would have won this game. You know what? I would start DiVincenzo right now over Bledsoe. I just think he's a more solid guard. He can shoot. He dishes the ball well. I just don't have any confidence in Bledsoe's game right now. I really don't. And Middleton, it's just sloppy. Not his handles are weak. I just don't see it, man. I just don't see it. And if they play like that in the playoffs, there's a chance that they could be upset by somebody.
Appreciate it, KJ. And tonight there's going to be a lot of that reaction. There's going to be a ton of we haven't seen the progress from those two guys. And some of it's going to be rightfully earned. Chris Middleton has struggled the last two nights. He's a historically streaky guy, appears to be going into a cold streak here in the beginning of March, which is ill-timed. Eric Bledsoe tonight, I thought, looked at certain times disinterested and certain times just flat-out frustrated. And he was not able to calm himself down, especially trying to penetrate the lane, and threw up some wild shots, had some just bad possessions, just some bad decisions on the part of Bledsoe tonight. But ultimately, those are going to be money-making plays you're going to have to make in the clutch time of a playoff series. Eric Bledsoe's postseason performance has been criticized a lot in this town, and I think rightfully so. Chris Middleton's, on the other hand, I think somewhat is unwarranted, because I still point back to what he did going up against that team from Boston in the series a couple of years ago. He was pretty good last year as well in the first two rounds. Ultimately, everybody fell quiet and stopped hitting anything, really, in that final four games against the Toronto team. But throughout the year, Chris Middleton's built himself up some stock. But tonight was a clunker on a big-time stage. And when you sign that deal and you are in that position, you're open for the criticism, and it's coming, no doubt about it. When you combine for 23 points between two of your top three players, Middleton tonight, just 2 of 10 from beyond the arc, finished with 12 points, 5 boards, and 4 assists. 414-799-1250 out to the Upper East Side of the city, and we find Brett on the fan. Brett, what's on your mind tonight after Bucks and Lakers?
Hey, Billy, how you doing?
Not been better, but it's okay.
Yeah, it's all right, man. Hey, listen, I could go into obscenities about this game tonight, but you know what? I'm on radio, so I'm going to keep it easy.
I appreciate that. Thanks.
Everybody just needs to take a breath right now. It sucks to lose to the Lakers on national TV. I get that. This is a very good team we just played. But, man, putting up a clunker on a West Coast road trip, everything's going to be fine. And I'll tell you right now, nothing I saw from the Los Angeles Lakers tonight makes me think that the Bucks will lose to this team in a 7-game series. We can absolutely beat this team if we see them in June. If we get a fair whistle and we get the Chris Middleton and Eric Bledsoe that we are used to, there is nothing I have seen tonight that makes me think that we will not beat this team. This is not a team that we should be afraid of in the slightest. This is a very good Milwaukee Bucks team. And Bucks fans, I know you're on hold. I know that you're listening to me right now. Just take a breath. We are 53-10, guys. Let's just take it easy right now. You're going to hear a lot of takes tomorrow from all of these national pundits who have a lot to say about us. Just take a breath. We are going to be fine. Tonight stunk. I get it. I totally get it. But we are going to be fine.
Appreciate it, Brett. And that's going to be a message I hope to hear a lot of tonight. But ultimately, there's going to be needed improvement, and vastly, once playoff time comes, from the performances of those guys tonight. Combined 10 of 32 shooting from Middleton and Bledsoe tonight. Combined 23 points. Giannis did his thing tonight, 10 of 21. 1 of 6 from beyond the arc, and that was a career high of his. 5 threes made the last time these two teams got together in Milwaukee on national television back in December. Bucks lose on the West Coast trip out to Lipstick City and fall in L.A. 113-103, and we're talking about it with you on the Pick and Save Probes postgame show. Bill Schmidt up late night with you here on 105.7 FM, The Fan. Out to Southside, Mike's up on The Fan after the Bucks lose by 10 on the road in L.A. Mike, what's on your mind?
Bill, I was waiting for this game all day, waiting to call you, and here we go. Aaron says relax. Two great callers you just had. Stole a little bit of my thunder. I think there was too much hype for this game. The whole nation wants the Lakers, don't they?
I think they're the prevailing favorite around the country. People would like to see them win, yeah.
How much can people in that front row paid for them tickets? $10,000?
I know a standing room ticket for the game, Mike. Sorry to cut you off, and I want you to finish. I know one buddy of mine that lives out in California. Standing room ticket was going for $400 tonight.
Okay. There was just too much hype. I caught one thing before the end of the game. I had the radio show waiting for you guys to come on.
Mm-hmm.
And he said, it's over in L.A. The Lakers take the season series. They played two games. He didn't even know that the Bucks won a game.
Right.
And then I'm going to get real quick. The Bucks are the Lakers got to go through maybe Mr. All-NBA Harden, the Clippers. The Bucks maybe have Philly and the Heat. I think the Bucks have the easier path, though, don't you?
No, absolutely, Mike. Appreciate the call. 100% the Bucks have the easier path to get to the NBA Finals and get into a 7-game matchup against the Lakers. Mike drops off, opens up a line for you at 799-1250. The Bucks clearly have the better and easier track, the fast track to getting to this point. They don't have to deal with the LA Clippers and Kawhi Leonard. Really, ultimately, they have to deal with the Boston Celtics or maybe the Toronto Raptors in the Eastern Conference Finals. That Miami Heat team's not going to be an easy out. But they just lost in New Orleans to the Pelicans tonight. So take a deep breath, 53-10. But a difficult one to swallow, I think, on the road against the LA team, where Mike just said it, there was so much hype for this game, and rightfully so. These two teams are the best in the NBA for a reason. Lakers now three games back of the Bucks in the loss column. I mean, it's not as much of a separation as maybe we've built it up somewhat in our minds. I think the MVP race as well is taking on a life of its own in that realm as well. You're going to hear a lot of stuff about this game in the next couple of days. So your opinion on it, whether it wavers or not, what is it right after taking in a 113-103 loss, Bucks and Lakers here tonight? Ultimately, there's not a whole lot that I think is different after the game here tonight. You knew you were going to need better performances from Eric Bledsoe and Chris Middleton come playoff time if you're going to win games like this. A combined 10 of 32 shooting and a combined 23 points from those two is not going to get it done. Especially when your heavyweight is going up against their heavyweight. Your champion is going up against their champion. Grinding it out on each end of the floor. Giannis, LeBron duking it out through the entirety of the game. But LeBron had the running mate in the fourth quarter that Giannis ultimately didn't. Anthony Davis and LeBron scored every single point for the Lakers in the fourth quarter. What does that do? I mean, there's a difference in that sense. And ultimately, the Bucks had a chance. They were within four with about 4 minutes to go. Middleton pulling up from the top of the key. And a block from behind, just didn't see Davis coming from behind him. And ultimately, I think that was the straw that broke the back. It really ended the final chance for the Bucks to win this one, 113-103 here tonight. Tweeters coming in. This one writes, Lakers held serve. Talent is there to win the title. Middleton in a slump, but he'll bounce back. Bledsoe needs to be better. George Hill, an improvement down the stretch. And George Hill also being out in this game was a major factor as well. Don't forget that, because in the struggles of Eric Bledsoe, when George Hill is available, they're a totally different beast. Joey's in Stevens Point, listening to us on the radio.com app. He's up on the fan. What's going on, Joey?
Hey, guys. Thanks for taking my call.
Thanks for making it.
Chris Middleton, I'm not going to rip on how much we're paying him, but he needs to show up in a big game. Like you guys have been saying all night, there's so much hype leading up to this game. And for him to just absolutely not show up was absolutely ridiculous. You see LeBron's out there running with Anthony Davis, and Chris Middleton's been an all-star 2 years in a row. He's been in skills challenge, three-point challenge, and he needs to show up. Eric Bledsoe, I expect inconsistencies from him. But Chris Middleton, at the end of the day, you know, I don't expect him to be Anthony Davis-type player, but he needs to be a hell of a lot better than he was if we expect to do anything in the finals against either the Lakers or Clippers.
Yeah, no doubt about it. Appreciate it, Joey. If you're going to be able to compete against these two teams, either one of these, or honestly, don't sleep on the Denver team that you're going to see on Monday night. There is a lot of big-time talent out West that you're going to have to deal with come that time. But tonight on the floor, I think the talent still stacks up. The depth still stacks up. There's nothing that changed my mind whether or not I believe the Bucks are a title contender in tonight's game. Everything you knew already pretty much played out in front of you. You're going to need a much better night from Eric Bledsoe, and you're going to need Chris Middleton to play not only at an all-star level, but simply at the level he's played all year long. Shooting 50-40-90, that's going to get it done. If he shoots 40% from three tonight, it's a one-score game. But ultimately, when you're chucking up 10 bricks or around the cup at that point, 5 of 19 from the floor for Middleton, it was simply just not enough. And ultimately, it wasn't enough to take the immense pressure they were applying to Giannis down low every single time he touched the rock. They were not giving him enough, ultimately, to get the ball out to trust the defense to go and collapse. Chuck's on the north side. He's up on the fan. Chuck, what's on your mind tonight?
Oh, good. Thanks for taking my call.
Appreciate you making it, man. What's up?
I think Middleton and Bledsoe was a disappointment, but I think the refs made some calls that was questionable.
Yeah, to say the least.
And I think if Matthews play can score a little more, we'll get a little bit of help. And why didn't they play Sterling Brown a little? He's a good rebounding guard. He's a good ball handler, and he scores a little bit. So they have to go down the bench a little bit if the regular guys are not doing it.
Appreciate it, Chuck. And Sterling Brown has really been left out of the equation for quite some time. And ultimately, I think he also takes a lot of the minutes away from maybe a Pat Connaughton would be one where you expect to see a little bit more run where those minutes come from. But in tonight's game, I don't know if one of those guys was going to be able to hold serve. Dante DiVincenzo kept the Bucks in it in the third quarter. Being able to snap the 18-0 run by Bledsoe taking it to the cup, and it was still within 15. Couple of big-time threes from Dante, a good take to the cup to bring it within 11 going into the fourth. But if it's not for number zero, this thing could have gotten ugly there in the third quarter. Bucks give up 39 points defensively in the third quarter, lose it tonight 113-103 in the biggest regular season game that I can remember for the Milwaukee Bucks organization. This one was huge. It was highly touted. And whether or not it ultimately means anything in a prevailing thought, I completely understand this game means absolutely nothing if these two teams meet come June 2nd when the NBA Finals start. But it's what's in front of us right now. And I don't think anything is glaringly different coming out of tonight's game. You knew you were going to need better performances, and you simply didn't get it. Now you have to get down to the crux of the conversation. Can you get the performances you need? I absolutely believe you can from Chris Middleton. I fully expect him to play better once these two teams meet in June. Eric Bledsoe, I'm not completely sold on. That's where I think George Hill helps a lot. And you can also notice, while a lot of conversation will be on the free throw difference between the two clubs tonight, I'm not going to totally bring up the officials. I didn't think they were great tonight. It was definitely slanted towards the Lakers pretty much all night long. But you're going to have to win games on the road. You're going to have to win games when the officials are not in your favor. I'm never going to use that as a full-on excuse as to why you lose the ball game. You lost the ball game tonight because two of your best three players combined for 23 points and shot a combined 10 of 32 from the floor. That's why you lost the game. You lost the game because for a 4.5-minute stretch in the third quarter, you didn't score a point, and you gave up 18. It's not going to be good enough, and it's definitely not going to be good enough on the road in that environment tonight, which Mike Breen and that ESPN crew, they call a lot of Laker games. Watch a lot of Laker games. They're on national television a lot. That was the loudest I had heard Staples this regular season here tonight. So this game meant something there as well. Don't kid yourself thinking we were the only ones waiting on pins and needles for this game to start here tonight back home in Milwaukee. AJ's in Glendale before a timeout up on the Pick and Save Probes postgame show. AJ, what do you got, man?
Hey, what's happening here, man? Hey, listen. Yeah, this game did mean something to L.A. because you can watch LeBron. It was chippy. But the thing that I want to say is Middleton and Bledsoe, they did what they do in the playoffs. Not show up. Giannis is there. He's been there. We don't have that person to do that. And this is this is why people get upset that we gave Middleton that money, because we need you to show, we need you to be that guy. And he didn't. But LeBron, and whatever you say about the referees, whatever, LeBron is that guy. He's been that guy, for the last 10 years?
Yeah, he's always going to get those calls. Yeah, no doubt. No doubt. Absolutely. That's why I'm never going to take it in and use that as an excuse. Sorry, AJ, I'm going to keep you right here. That's why I'm never going to use an excuse, because if you know you're going to have to play that dude in the finals, it's baked in. You know he's going to get a lot of calls. You're just going to have to be better than it.
You're going to have to be better, and you need your other players besides Giannis. They're going to play Giannis tough. Giannis is going to always play hard and get his numbers, but we need other players to be special. Nobody was special. In the first half, you did a little something. Brooke Lopez gave us a little something. But nobody else was special. Third quarter came, we had nobody to step up, and that was the problem last year. We have to – Middleton and Bledsoe, somebody has to come. Dante DiVincenzo, he is, but we need more than that if we want to win a championship. And that is the problem. And that's where I'm saying where people – the people that defend Middleton, yeah, but Middleton shrinks in these situations sometimes. It's the next national setting we were on with Philly. It didn't happen. Now with this one, it didn't happen. In the playoffs last year, it didn't happen. And that's the question we have. We lost to Miami, but L.A., we could play in the championships if we get there, and it doesn't look like we can really suffer if Giannis is off or if teams are playing us tough. And that's where my problem is.
Yeah, I couldn't agree more, AJ. Appreciate the phone call. If you're not going to be able to see an advancement in these types of atmospheres, when else is it going to come? I know it has to play out in June for the true respect to come. And I keep saying June because that's when the NBA Finals comes and everybody believes it's championship or bust. But to get through to the NBA Finals is not going to be a walk in the park, ladies and gentlemen. As much as I'd like to say the Bucks are so much more dominant than any other team, they're going to be able to breeze through this thing. I just don't see it happening. I don't see it playing out that way. I simply do not see them freight training through the Eastern Conference first two rounds like they did last year. I get they're better than last year. But to win the first eight out of your first nine playoff games, ultimately 10 of your first 11 playoff games, it just doesn't happen. You're going to be in some tighter series moving into the playoffs. You're going to get into a lot of physical altercations, a lot of physical games. Tonight was physical. It was real chippy, too. And the Bucks were not able to respond after the biggest blow right to the body. I mean, you could say it was a shot to the upper lip, and it took him down to the knees and hit him up against the ropes. An 18-0 run there in the middle of the third quarter that gave the Lakers a bunch of distance. At one point, they were up by 18, and it just got ugly from there. But Bucks fought throughout the fourth quarter. Can't say they didn't, and led by Giannis there into the fourth quarter to try to stay with the Lakers throughout that fourth quarter. Had it within four with about 4 minutes left, and a block from behind by Anthony Davis on a Middleton three, one of his eight misses from beyond the arc tonight, pretty much sealed the deal as a foul came to LeBron, and that was all she wrote with about 3 minutes left as the Bucks lose tonight, 113-103. Going to take a quick timeout. More of your reactions straight ahead. It's the Pick and Save Probes postgame show driven by Mercedes-Benz of Milwaukee North. This segment on the Fan brought to you by Bryant Stratton College Athletics, offering athletic scholarships in 15 junior college sports. Learn more at bscbobcats.com. This is the Pick and Save Probes postgame show. I'm Bill Schmidt, baby Tausch. More of your calls at 414-799-1250 when we return right here on the Fan.
Did that really just happen? It's time for the "Are you kidding me?" moment of the game. Brought to you by Gene Wagner Plumbing, celebrating over 50 years in business. For any residential, commercial, or industrial plumbing needs, go to GeneWagner.com. This is the Pick and Save Pro Hoops postgame show, driven by Mercedes-Benz of Milwaukee North on the Fan.
An 18-0 run in the middle of the third quarter just about sealed the deal for the Milwaukee Bucks. Yeah, they got it within four with about 4 minutes to go, but difficult to come back from that at all. And the Bucks ultimately fall tonight at Staples Center in L.A., 113-103. I'm Bill Schmidt, baby Tausch. Appreciate you hanging out. That was the "Are You Kidding Me?" moment of the game. Through the four-minute stretch where the Bucks don't score, it felt like you're seeing the game just dwindle away. And the Bucks had a five-point lead when this thing started. Come out scoring in a 7-2 run right out of halftime, tied up at 48 at the break, and then the wheels just came off for about 4 minutes with a couple of bench guys on the floor, also Middleton on the floor tonight during that run, and Giannis's plus-minus will also reflect that happening as well, where the Bucks fall into a trap where they just can't score. They couldn't get anything to fall and ultimately couldn't stop any of the transition buckets that were falling against him by the LA Lakers tonight. Back out to the phone lines. Let's go to Jamie on the south side. He's up on the fan. Jamie, what's on your mind tonight after the Bucks lose in LA?
Oh, not much. It's just going, Tausch. Everybody thinks it's doom and gloom, but it's not the end of the world. I mean, it's a West Coast road trip. It's the first one of a tough start. And this was, honestly, I've watched almost every game this year, and this was about the worst shooting that we've had this year. So, and we still hung in there. I mean, I know we lost by 10 points, but it was still a tight game, even though we didn't have our best performance. So I'm not all that worried about the Bucks right now.
Appreciate it, Jamie, and nor should you be. I still don't believe there's reason to panic, as the Bucks won't be able to win a series against this team tonight. You still beat them back at home. You were playing without George Hill, your first man off the bench, second depending on wherever you find Dante DiVincenzo, and some people clamoring for him to be in the starting lineup after another double-digit performance tonight where he puts up 17 and really kept you in the game in that third quarter. But you know the recipe to beat the Bucks, but there's also a recipe for the Bucks to beat themselves, and that played out tonight. You get 12 from Middleton, 11 from Bledsoe, and in that third quarter, early parts of the fourth, Bledsoe was just awful. With about 2 minutes left, you're still within six, and still a glimmer of hope to be able to get back into the game. And what do you see? The exact same move you saw play out all postseason last year. The Bledsoe pound the ball into the floor. Once he gets it back with about 7.5 seconds left on the shot clock, pound it into the floor, step back because everybody knows he's got to penetrate. He's got to do something with it. Step back 25-footer, clanks off right side of the iron. How many times did you see that play out last year? And it's the same way that it goes heartbreak for the Bucks here tonight. Brad's in West Bend. He's up on the fan. Brad, what do you got tonight?
Well, I think that, you know, everyone is putting the blame on Middleton and Bledsoe, rightfully so. But honestly, I think you got to give the Lakers more credit. They're a good team. They didn't shoot the best either, but defensively they put in the effort. And this game kind of scares me a little bit because I think other teams in the East, they're going to smell blood here. And we all know that this isn't going to be a cakewalk to the finals because we remember last year. And, you know, when we're playing on national TV against the Los Angeles Lakers, we talk about respect, not even just with the Bucks, but the Brewers, just the city of Milwaukee. You got to start beating these bigger cities to gain more respect. And, you know, I want Giannis to win the MVP, but, man, I think the media is really driving for LeBron. So just kind of scares me a little bit, but I guess we'll see what happens.
Appreciate it, Brad. And also, it's a point well taken. There's got to be a lot of credit towards the LA Lakers tonight, and especially towards their MVP candidate and their second All-Star in Anthony Davis. Outside of Alex Caruso hitting one free throw in the final moments of the game, LeBron and AD scored every single point in the fourth quarter. That's taking matters into your own hands and closing the deal. Bucks weren't able to do that. 32 from Giannis tonight, 10 of 21 from the floor, 1 of 6 from beyond the arc, started up 10 of 10 from the foul line, finished 11 of 14, 11 boards, and 6 assists. Rams on the north side. Here he is now up on the Pick and Save Pro Hoops postgame show. Ram, what's on your mind?
Well, baby T, I'm going to tell you what I've been saying. I got to throw this at Middleton and Bledsoe. I'm not going to throw it at Bledsoe much as I do Middleton. The reason I'm being is he being paid like the Bradley Beals and these guys, he just don't have it, man. He just, like, he's going to have a big game against the Suns, but when we play these top opponents, I've never seen them come through. And tonight, what I saw, they got physical. Teams are saying, we're just not going to let Giannis walk down the court. And, you know, you got a game plan. And when teams get physical, Giannis can get his buckets, but it seemed like tonight they were saying we're going to shut everybody else down. And for the most part, I think that's why there was a lot of fouls called. But baby T, if you in a game like that, you could have more than one person slashing, getting to the line, going to the free throw line. You can't be standing out there shooting jumpers thinking that you're going to, you know, go to the free throw line like that. You know, you're not the Golden State Warriors.
Yeah.
You know, you're not the Warriors. You know, and I think of a lot of the Bucks fan base. I know a lot of them disagree with me, but what I see is we don't have a legit number two. You saw that tonight for sure. You know, you go 5-for-19. No, that's not All-Star material. And baby, Ty, say this. No, he's not as good as Bradley Beal. It's not even a conversation. You know. So now going forward, these last two games, baby, those are playoff intensity games. I don't care what people want to say. That was a playoff. Like if it was a playoff that started, that would have been a game and the Miami game. What are we gonna do about it? I don't know. It's hard to say, man.
That was absolutely a playoff game. Appreciate it, Ram. That was absolutely a playoff-like atmosphere for that game here tonight in L.A. Staples was off the chain. But when you're not going to get the performances from Bledsoe and Middleton like you need, I'm not giving Eric Bledsoe a pass. Because like Ram just said, you need multiple guys to be able to penetrate the lane. That's Bledsoe's primary offensive job. But how many different times, when the moment gets big, does he want to turn into a three-point shooter and pound the rock into the floor and attempt a step back? If he's going to play aggressive and get to the cup, and once he gets into the painted area, not look for the nearest contact, then he's a good finisher. But once he gets into the painted area and you immediately see the head go to a swivel, because he's looking for where some contact can come. That's when you know he doesn't have it that night. And Middleton clearly didn't have it tonight. Missed a couple of wide open jump shots. Wide open ones from the wing. And the block from Davis from behind ultimately sealed the fate of the Bucks there tonight. Evan Heffelfinger, producer of the Bill Michaels Show, always has thoughts on the Milwaukee Bucks. He's up on the fan now. Evan, that's frustrating to say the least.
Yeah, don't get me wrong. I have a lot of things that I can say about this game. Chris Middleton, I feel like he definitely just could not hit a shot. I know the Middleton haters are out tonight, and of course we had to get Ram on, but Marcus Johnson the entire night on the broadcast was saying this is a battle between the number twos of Anthony Davis and Chris Middleton, and ultimately Chris Middleton just was not up for the task tonight, but that doesn't mean that he won't be in the future, I guess.
Yeah, no, I totally appreciate it. Evan, good hearing from you, man. Love hearing you late at night. It's one of those where you know you're going to have that big-time performance. And it just didn't happen. But the recipe is still the exact same to win this game come June, when these two teams could ultimately meet one more time. Because otherwise you don't see the Lakers again. If you don't get there and they don't get there, this doesn't happen again. But whether it's to get to the NBA Finals or once you get there, we've all known the answer. It's you're going to have to get big-time performances from Bledsoe and Middleton. And neither showed up here tonight. This should be fun. Vincent's in Anaheim, California. He's up on the fan.
Hey, what's up, man? How about them Lakers, man? It came through. They came through like I knew they wouldn't do. It's not a big deal, though. I mean, it's a big deal to the Lakers because all the disrespect that all these Laker haters, people, you know, There's people that hate the Lakers. Believe that, you know what I mean? It's just because the national media wants the Lakers to go don't mean there's people that hate the Lakers and, you know, outside of California and all that. But they gave you your 10th loss, but it don't matter, man. You guys are still the best team in the NBA. All you got to do is just rebound from this. But I understand Chris Middleton and all that, he didn't show up. Number two didn't do what a number two needs to do. When, you know, Giannis is putting all the work, and, you know, I kind of agree with you, Big Tough, about, you know, when I got to watch and listen to the whole game. So, you know, the Lakers didn't dominate Giannis. Giannis still got his points. What they did is just dominate the last half of the game. That's what they did. So that's
yeah, they
why.
Took over.
And, but it still was a close game, man. I was like, when I dropped it down to 4 points, I was like, I was still a little bit worried, man. And because, you know, the Bucks they're going to do their thing, but the Lakers got this game. And, hey, what a Justin in North Carolina, man. I ain't take no L's tonight, player.
Yeah, you'll catch a lot more, though. Thank you, Vincent. I would love to know the disrespect and the Laker hate makes you want to call a Milwaukee post-game show. Just always thought it was fun. I love Vincent, though. He's a good dude. Really fun guy. Listen to us on the radio.com app. Like you can, too. This is the Big and Safe Probes postgame show, driven by Mercedes-Benz of Milwaukee North. This hour on The Fan is brought to you by the Thomas Morrell Law Office. Divorce, child custody, any other family law needs, go with experience. Go with Thomas Morrell Law online, morellalaw.net. Call him at 414-327-5800. If Evan Heffelfinger weighed in, Dan Plucker had to weigh in as well. Dan, what did you think tonight? 113-103, Bucks lose in L.A.
Hey, Billy. The thing that I saw the most out of this game was just the second half adjustments by the Lakers, because, I mean, they shot 21 three-pointers in the first half. And then when it came to the second half, they just decided that they were going to pound the ball in the middle with LeBron and AD. And a lot of it was just JaVale McGee or Davis sealing off the inside and LeBron going up for easy dunks left and right. They only shot 11 three-pointers in the second half, so that was really the major part of the game for me.
Yeah, no doubt about it. And ultimately, thanks, dude. And ultimately, when you're in the middle of that type of a run, unable to stop the bleeding, you're going to need to lean on some other guys to be able to get there. The Bucks just weren't able to do it. 414-799-1250, live at 1057FMTheFan.com. You can tweet us at 1057FMTheFan, 1250 AM. And the freeradio.com app is where you listen to us as well. Lakers only got 17 points, not from LeBron and AD. This is from Aaron on Twitter. No team game is going to fear me, or I'm going to be afraid of, in a seven-game set. Right. There's not many more times you're going to see one duo account for every single point except one in the fourth quarter. But then when were you stopping them? Every single time down the floor, LeBron was taking on that matchup of Giannis. He wanted it every single time. Kurt says, Bledsoe has been inconsistent, to say the least, this year. Middleton needs to show up versus top teams, not just when Giannis is out or with him against scrub teams. Giannis didn't play tonight. It would have been a 50-point blowout. A healthy George Hill couldn't stop it. I still believe with George Hill tonight, this game is a little bit different, because during that run with most starters on the bench and just the lack of emotion or intensity is probably the wrong way to describe it. But there were points tonight where flat out it felt like Eric Bledsoe looked uninterested. And after he couldn't get anything to fall in the first 4 minutes, felt like he knew it wasn't going to be his night. But dang it, he was going to keep trying. Nobody was going to stop him from taking a couple of those. Craig writes, tonight showed how the Bucks will eventually collapse. Poor supporting cast. Bledsoe and Middleton will be the demise of this team and the season. Whether or not that plays out, I don't know. What I do know is we've known that's been the key for the Bucks to win an NBA title all year long. Nothing different came out of tonight's game. Now you just have to understand and figure out how to get it through Eric Bledsoe's mind that he needs to be better in this moment, and figure out what is going on with Chris Middleton. Is this just a Chris Middleton slump? Because he's a historically streaky guy. A lot of shooters are. Better to come here in the beginning of March than the beginning of May. But tonight, it was unfortunate, and they're going to need a lot more coming up on Monday night when they take on the Denver Nuggets. We'll get into a lot more of that as well. But let's go to Ken on the north side before a timeout. We'll hear from Mike Budenholzer next. Ken, what's on your mind tonight? Bucks lose by 10 on the road.
Hey, what's going on, man? I was listening to the game. I was at work. I'm concerned, but I'm not concerned. Chris Middleton, man. Oh, man. He's better than that, and I guess maybe he might be in a slump, or he might still be hurt. You know, I'm not sure, but that 18-0 run, George Hill would have definitely stopped the bleeding on that for sure. And I just feel like sometimes we just don't really have a legit number two, man. I mean, the Lakers beat us with basically James, you know, and Anthony Davis, you know. I mean – Middleton would have at least, you know, scored his average or played better. And, of course, you know, Bledsoe. But DiVincenzo, oh, man, he had a good game. He kept us in it. But I just – the thing that I'm going to hate most about this loss is the national pundits, man. If we would have won this game, they wouldn't have said anything.
Yep.
On Monday, they're going to be feasting on us.
No, yeah. Don't you, you know what, Ken? Just don't even turn on First Take on Monday. Just don't even listen to Max and Stephen A. It's just going to be bad for your health, all right, man?
I hear you, man. But, hey, we'll get it together. I'm not going to give up, you know. We got to make it back to the Eastern Conference Finals again, man. I mean, if we don't this year. Last year, I was okay with, you know, what happened. I wasn't expecting us to make it that far. But this year, we got to figure out something, man. So, that's all I got for you, man. Love your show. Appreciate you taking my call.
Thanks for making it, Ken. Appreciate you. 414-799-1250. You can join the show just like Ken did in the North Side. When you're in this climate of the league and you're in this level of professional sports, expectations are always a good thing. But success only brings expectations to different levels. It's right to have the mindset that Ken just said. Didn't necessarily expect them to be a 60-win ball club last year. But when you make moves to bring back guys with NBA Finals experience like Kyle Korver, George Hill, you make those types of moves to grab more playoff-savvy guys like Wesley Matthews, bringing a Marvin Williams at the buyout market because playoff teams, one, two, three, four seeds are players in the buyout market. You don't need to make trades when you know guys are going to want to come to you on minimum contracts. Tonight, Bucks, they knew what they needed to do to be able to stop the LA Lakers. They knew what needed to happen for them to win the ball game. Ultimately, those things just didn't happen. Now, whether or not you're able to change that come the end of the season, although it's going to be determined. But we'll be able to find out. Don't get me wrong. We're going to hear from Matt Velasquez coming up here tonight on the Pick and Save Pro Hoops postgame show. Mike Budenholzer straight ahead this hour on The Fan, brought to you by Coach's Pub and Grill on South 13th Street. Stop in today for lunch or dinner. Try the fabulous Friday Fish Fry, now open. Coaches on Lake Dunoon. This is the Pick and Save Pro Hoops postgame show driven by Mercedes-Benz of Milwaukee North. Time for you at 414-799-1250. Want to get your reaction after the Bucks lose the biggest regular season game that I can remember in the franchise's history out in L.A., 113-103. Chris Middleton and Eric Bledsoe combined for 23 points. 32 from Giannis, not enough as the Bucks lose to the Lakers. We're talking about it here on The Fan.
Was it a dunk? Was it a key basket in transition? Was it a spectacular play down the lane? It's time for the Wrench and Go Drive of the Game. Need auto parts? Wrench and Go is a self-service yard. Bring your own tools and access the lowest price auto parts around. This is the Pick and Save Pro Hoops postgame show, driven by Mercedes-Benz of Milwaukee North on The Fan.
These Bucks great on the road this year, 25-6. Antetokounmpo kicks it out to Eric Bledsoe. Bledsoe back inside, and Antetokounmpo with a left-handed slam.
Powerful left-handed slam. Mike Breen on the call, ESPN the audio. This is the Big and Safe Probes postgame show driven by Mercedes-Benz of Milwaukee North. Bucks lose tonight on the road in L.A. against the Lakers, 113-103. We're going to hear from Mike Budenholzer in just 1 second. 32 points from Giannis tonight, go along with 11 boards. Match it with 6 assists, but nobody else was able to match anything Giannis did offensively for the Bucks tonight, as everybody else pretty silent. 13 points from Brook Lopez, the only other running mate really Giannis had in the starting lineup tonight, as it was quiet from Chris Middleton, just 12 points. 5 of 19 from the floor. Add in 11 from Eric Bledsoe on 5 of 13 shooting. He was 0 of 3 from downtown. Chris Middleton, just 2 of 10 from beyond the arc was he tonight. Dante DiVincenzo, the second leading scorer for the Bucks in the game tonight. And luckily, Dante was in the game in the third quarter, because otherwise it could have gotten a lot worse for the Bucks there tonight. 5 points for Marvin Williams off the bench, 7 from Pat Connaughton. Kyle Korver back in the lineup. Good to see him back hitting a three here tonight with just 3 points. 3 points from Wesley Matthews, 1 of 6, all of those shots from beyond the arc. As we go inside the box score with Otto's Wine and Spirits, locally owned, offering the widest selection of beer, wine, and liquor with everyday low prices at their 7 Milwaukee locations, OttosWineAndSpirits.com. Time now to hear from the head coach after the game on The Fan.
Let's hear from the head coach. This segment is sponsored by Schneider. For over 80 years, they've been offering great careers with great benefits and more home time. Visit SchneiderJobs.com or call 1-800-44-PRIDE. This is the Pick and Save Pro Hoops Postgame Show, driven by Mercedes-Benz of Milwaukee North on The Fan.
I'll expect a little bit more even keel than most fans out of Mike Budenholzer tonight, but a frustrating performance from your top players outside of the MVP. Here's the head coach, courtesy of Fox Sports Wisconsin, tonight after the Bucks lose 113-103 on the road.
You know, credit to the Lakers tonight. They were just, they're better. We weren't sharp in a lot of ways. Offensively, defensively, got to be better. And you know, I think just fouling too much. You know, they got to the free throw line a ton, and you know, something that's usually an area of strength for us, keeping guys off the free throw line, today wasn't. So credit to them. They were the aggressor. They were driving it, attacking. But you know, I think it's good for us. We'll learn from it. We'll be better.
Do you have an update on Giannis?
As far as I know, he's okay. I didn't connect with him after the game, and in one of the timeouts, we talked a little bit, and the medical, give me an update after this.
Was there any concern on your part of putting him back in the game in that spot? Just because it's one of the more gruesome falls I think he's ever taken.
Yeah, I mean, I don't think there was, you know, he was shooting free throws, and, you know, he made it look and sound like he was okay. And so, yeah, I mean, there's anytime anybody takes a fall, you know, Giannis isn't any different than anybody else. We need everybody. So, yeah, it was pretty scary. You know, hopefully everything is fine.
But moving forward after a fall like that, even if he's structurally okay, you know that sometimes you have to protect Giannis from himself because yeah. He likes to play through that sort of thing. Where does that come into play here?
No, we had a timeout and, you know, kind of talked to him and talked to the medical. And, you know, again, you've been around him. You know, we do have to protect him from himself. But pretty confident that, you know, he was okay to keep going.
A lot of us are going to try and attach more meaning to this game than maybe it really was worth. Is it just a game to you?
You know, they're a very good team. They do a lot of things well. So we talked about before the game that you know, I think we'll learn more about ourselves. So I think anytime you play the top teams in the league, it's good. It's you know, it's good for you guys, good for the fans, good for us. So I don't know about a ton more meaning, but you know, it was a good game or a meaningful game.
You mentioned their aggressiveness and physicality. Are there any ways you think you guys could have handled that better?
Yes.
In what kind of ways do you think, or anything in particular stand out?
No, I mean, I think, you know, we got to beat people to spots. We got to be more fundamental. I think, you know, at times the emotion maybe and the basketball intellect wasn't where it needed to be. We had some fouls that were just silly. And offensively, I think we got to, you know, move it and drive it a little bit more and not, you know, not allow them to maybe be up in us and not attack them the way they attacked.
Chris really struggled from the field tonight. Just what did you see from him?
Yeah, you know, everybody's human. You know, Chris has had a lot of really good games, and I'm sure he's going to look at a few plays and a few shots and situations where he'd love to have him back, but, you know, he's been incredible, and he'll be incredible going forward.
You all started the game moving the basketball well, giving go plays, and then it started to become stagnant. Do you think that was because of the defense, or do you think something shifted from your guys?
No, I mean, their defense was good, but, you know, I do think, you know, we got off to a great start, and the end of the first quarter, you know, it was kind of tough. We miss a layup and turns into a layup for them, and you know, and then the second quarter, just we had a couple 9-point leads. They've taken timeouts, and you know, they were able to put together, you know, some stops and some scores, and just became a tight game. And then they kind of swung it the other way, and we made one run, but we weren't good enough.
Well, in a game like this, how much do you take out of what Dante was able to do in big moments and motion and kind of the way he carried himself? And
yeah, I think, if I'm not mistaken, I don't think it was his best first half. So I think he had a really good second half. I could be wrong there. So, but, you know, he's such a competitive guy, and he's always coming at you for him to hit some shots and make some plays. He's just growing. I think he had 19 the other night and now 17 again tonight. And I'm just excited about his progress and how he can play in a game like this.
What do you think about the way you guys defended LeBron and AD?
You know, how many free throws did they shoot? You know, LeBron has 15 and Davis has 11. So just, you know, I think it's a little bit like I've been saying, just getting to the free throw line is hard. A lot of the other stuff I thought made things difficult for him. You know, foul trouble hurt Anthony Davis in the first half. And, you know, he got away from us a little bit in the second half.
For you guys, just to see Marvin get so many possessions on both those guys, just what did you think of the job he did in that?
Yeah, I thought he had some great individual one-on-one possessions. So his defensive ability just continues to stand out.
How do you kind of keep guys on track when there are so many whistles and there are things going against you and they have an 18-0 run? How do you kind of get them kind of back into focus?
Yeah, I mean, we just talk about, you know, trying to go to the next play and, you know, us trying to be, you know, better and smarter and, you know, try and avoid, you know, the just the not smart fouls and things like that. But, you know, there's runs and, you know, we couldn't kind of turn it during that period.
Offensively specifically, do you try to kind of lean into Chris and Giannis there to hopefully steady you a little bit?
Yeah, I mean, we, you know, the ball was in those guys' hands quite a bit. They got a little bit of a rhythm, the two, in a, you know, pick and roll game. But, you know, for a lot of the night, you know, we couldn't get a good rhythm offensively, you know, whether it be Giannis or Chris or anybody.
Marcus, it seems to me this has been a decent deflection game.
What defensive play stood out?
Giannis knocks that away from Love right at the rim.
Here's the Laborers Local 113 defensive play of the game. The Laborers Local 113 Milwaukee. Feel the power at LIUNA113.org. This is the Pick and Save Pro Hoops postgame show, driven by Mercedes-Benz of Milwaukee North on The Fan.
Dane, six to shoot, gets inside. Layup blocked by DiVincenzo. Oh, what a rejection.
Dante DiVincenzo doing it on the defensive side, not only the offensive side tonight, with a block of LeBron, 17 points. 7 of 13 from the floor was Dante tonight in 25 minutes of run. First man off the bench with George Hill missing in action with a groin contusion. Possibly see George Hill later on in the road trip. Bucks in Phoenix on Sunday. And then in Denver on Monday night, we'll hear from Matt Velasquez coming up here shortly. This is the Pick and Save Probes postgame show driven by Mercedes-Benz of Milwaukee North. Take a quick timeout. We'll be back right after this with more of your reaction after the Bucks lose tonight in L.A., 113-103. Keep it right here. This is the Pick and Save Probes postgame show driven by Mercedes-Benz of Milwaukee North on The Fan.
Banged up on the Bucks.
Once I felt I could put weight on it, I was like, I had to get back out there.
This is the McCormick Law Office Milwaukee Injury Report. McCormick Law Office, the back injury attorneys. This is the Pick and Save Pro Hoops postgame show, driven by Mercedes-Benz of Milwaukee North on The Fan.
Injury report with George Hill on it today, out, but Kyle Korver returns for the Milwaukee Bucks as they lose 113-103 in L.A. to the L.A. Lakers here tonight. Biggest regular season game of the year in the NBA goes to L.A., but the Bucks with a 7-point win over these guys back in December. So the season series, despite what some folks were saying earlier on, no, the Lakers did not win the season series, tied up at one. But the biggest report on the injury report here tonight is to report on what was seen on Giannis's leg after a noticeable limp, really, really tough fall that he had there with about a minute and a half, 2 minutes left in the game, coming down off a foul, got tripped up on the land, and Eric Name of the Athletic or Milwaukee Basketball Insider saying Giannis threw a black wrap on his left leg before getting dressed and addressing the media, also saying he definitely was rocking a noticeable limp walking in and out of his media scrum as well. And some video coming out of Giannis and his brother Thanasis getting into a little bit of a argument with a fan walking off the floor in LA tonight. If anybody was wondering, Giannis to LA, I can't think is going to happen. I'm just going to put that in here right now today. I'm not anticipating that at all. And if anybody still believes that that's the landing spot, good luck. I just don't see that being a fit for that guy. And Matt Velasquez putting it out right now. Hopefully Matt is able to join us from Staples Center before we get out of here on the Pick and Save Probes postgame show. Matt saying Giannis looked very much the part of a man who had just been in a battle. His lip was bloodied early in the game, resulting in 3 stitches. He also had a noticeable limp after a scary fall there in the fourth quarter that we just mentioned. Says he's good, but that's what he always says. Raise your hand if you're thinking Giannis sits on Sunday against the Phoenix Suns. Yeah, no doubt about it, as that feels to me like it would be a great opportunity to put him down on the bench, maybe right behind, get himself into a nice suit, hang out, watch a little bit of basketball, maybe come out and hang out with us at the spring training game earlier on in the day. There's plenty of good stuff that Giannis could be able to do on Sunday that does not involve him stressing or putting any more stress on that injured leg that he had there tonight, and obviously was favoring, as multiple reports say, coming out of the Bucks locker room right after the game. The MVP brought to you by Chevrolet. Check out the all-new 2020 Chevy Silverado at your local Chevy dealer or at WisconsinDrivesChevy.com. You usually don't give this to an opponent, but given the circumstances of it, the MVP of tonight's game was LeBron James, 37 minutes, 12 of 21 from the floor, finished with 37 points, 8 boards, 7 assists, 3 steals as well for LeBron tonight. Huge game, huge matchup, and also LeBron just took the challenge of going up against Giannis and defending him for the majority of that fourth quarter. Pretty much all of the second half, it was Giannis, LeBron, when the Bucks were on offense, and LeBron stepped up to the challenge, and this audio just coming out tonight of LeBron addressing just that.
LeBron, Avery Bradley was saying he felt the tone change for the team in the second quarter when you picked up Giannis, and just wondering what your mindset was and how you thought they could push forward.
Well, I mean, my sidekick right here, he picked up a couple of early fouls, and you know, it was my opportunity to just take the challenge, and you know, I didn't want him to get another one, even though he ended up getting another one anyway. But just taking the challenge, man, and taking responsibility. And
that's being one of the best players on the floor and being one of the best players on the planet. Doesn't matter what the moment is, when you know that you need to pick up on both ends of the floor, he did that tonight and ultimately was able to poke a couple away from Giannis and just make it really, really tough on him on the block tonight. And when Giannis was on the block defensively late on in the game, they were taking it right at him. And it was tough to see, but Giannis, just with no supporting cast tonight, really to speak of, was kind of a one-man wrecking crew with 32 points and 11 boards, 6 assists tonight. Definitely outmatched, but ultimately he was outmatched because the running mates alongside Eric Bledsoe and Chris Middleton simply just didn't show up. Combined 23 points from Middleton and Bledsoe on a combined 10 of 32 shooting tonight as the Bucks lose at Staples, 113-103. This is the Big and Safe Probes postgame show driven by Mercedes-Benz of Milwaukee North inside the Pella windows and doors of Wisconsin Studios. Guys, let's take a quick look around the scoreboard and then got to look at this upcoming schedule for the Milwaukee Bucks, because if you think that it gets any easier after today's game, you're completely fooling yourself. But first, guys, Pella Windows and Doors, trying to simplify your life. And really, we can all thank Pella Windows and Doors for what they've done for all of us here and extending different financing offers. But now, for the month of March, they've come with a totally different game plan for you to try to save you money on window replacement, because you got to make 2020 the year for window replacement. Make it a part of your 2020 vision today with 0 payments for 5 months and 0% APR financing for 5 years on qualified projects with approved credit from Pella Windows and Doors. Or you can get 50% off painting and staining of qualifying Pella products. If you go to PellaWI.com today and check it out, stop in, or you can just schedule online your free in-home consultation today at PellaWI.com. Why do you want to go to Pella Windows and Doors? Because they're a single call for everything, from measuring, manufacturing, custom manufacturing. They install their own products, service their own products if needed, and then back them with a limited lifetime warranty with better than bank financing. Imagine it. One source for everything in your life when it comes to your windows and doors. Guys, in as little as one day, your home can be so much more energy efficient and your property value can skyrocket. 5-9 different styles of Pella windows and doors to fit your particular tastes and needs that you need. Guys, available in vinyl, fiberglass, luxurious wood, and the roll screen option practically disappears out of you. It's the 2019 Most Innovative Window Award for a reason. It's PellaWI.com. Once you get there, tell them Bill Schmid sent you. Now let's send it out to L.A. and hear from our guy Matt Velasquez on the Great Midwest Bank Hotline, Milwaukee Journal Sentinel beat writer, after the Bucks lose 113-103. Matt, what was the feeling from Giannis after the game? I saw on Twitter you addressed the confrontation him and T.A. got into after the game, but during the game, he got beat up pretty well during those 36 minutes.
Yeah, you know, he claimed he was good. You know, he said it wasn't an issue. Like, when he went down with the fall with his knee, he was just thinking about getting up and making the free throws. It wasn't really a big deal, at least to him. I mean, the way he was limping looked a little bit more serious than he was letting on, but, you know, that's kind of just how he is. You know, but I think that in terms of the game, he thought it was really physical. They didn't do a good enough job of matching that aggression, matching that physicality, and also finding ways to avoid fouls. You know, 32 fouls and leading to 31 Lakers free throws was something that definitely stood out to him. You know, but it was just one of those nights where, you know, they didn't play their best. Everybody who we talked to just said, hey, this wasn't a very good game. And, you know, the Bucks still made it close, but it definitely was far from their best, that's for sure.
Well, no doubt about it. And being able to shoot from deep, a combined 10 of 32 from Eric Bledsoe and Chris Middleton, just 23 points of production from those two guys. I kind of said it all night, Matt. The recipe didn't change. Anything that you thought the Bucks needed to do in the playoffs to win big-time games and big-time series, like ones against the L.A. Lakers possibly in the NBA Finals, you're going to need those two dudes to be better. I think it's simple and point blank.
Absolutely. I mean, Chris Middleton, he's not going to go 5 of 19 a lot of times. You know, the way he's been shooting the ball this season, playing this season, he's been really good. And the Chris Giannis pick and roll was still really effective, at a bunch of points in this game. But he definitely didn't have his best night. He had that dumb, like, clear path foul, which was definitely a clear path foul because, you know, if you have a player ahead of the play, even if he doesn't have the ball, if Danny Green's ahead of everyone else, that's a clear path foul. And so he can't be doing that just because he's frustrated, because then you're giving up two free throws to LeBron, and then they get the ball back, you know, after the clear path foul, and LeBron makes a baseline fadeaway, and suddenly, you know, what had been a 7-0 run is now an 11-0 run in a span of seconds. Can't be doing that. Eric Bledsoe, you know, he claimed, you know, just kind of thing that happens. You have games like this. He's just trying to be aggressive like he always is, and tonight he just, you know, ran into bunch of guys, got charge calls, you know, all that stuff. But he still wasn't making sound decisions, at a bunch of junctures. Bud said that they weren't smart, not just Bled, but a lot of other guys. And that's really what stood out, I think, a lot in this game, which is a lot of, like, frustrated, you know, bad decisions, bad choices. A team doesn't foul very often, getting called for, you know, the most fouls they've been called for in regulation all year. It was just... Everybody seemed like they were kind of either taken up by the moment, the emotion of the game, you know, some early calls from the refs got into people's heads.
Yeah.
Like, I don't know exactly what it was. No one really could put a finger on it. But it definitely was not the usual performance, we're used to seeing. And it was still a four-point game with, like, 5.5 minutes left. So, you know, that's just kind of the way things shook out.
Well, that was the thing. Matt Velasquez giving us a look inside the locker room with the Granville Business Improvement District. The Granville Connection is opening soon. Go to granvillebusiness.org to see how your small business can be a part of it. when you were looking there early on, some frustration just seemed to settle in early, and they were never able to shake out of it. And you mentioned the clear path foul, a part of that 18-0 run there in the middle of the third quarter. Some of that felt like just frustration just boiling over there, and it was still in the middle of the fourth quarter when it was a 9-point game. We're sitting here waiting for the show and sitting here thinking, man, this feels like it's a 20-point game. As bad as they've played, they were still right in it. And if that chase down block from Davis on the three from Middleton is a different result, we could have had a totally different game those final 3.5 minutes.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, and I think there also was a missed opportunity for the Bucks, because the Lakers, I don't think, played very well, at least offensively, in that first half. They couldn't make a three. Like, they were like one of a bajillion on threes. And if you're the Bucks, you need to be able to capitalize more on that. I think they were 5 of 21 or somewhere close to that in the first half. They weren't great either. They started 2 of 14 in the first quarter, and they got better, and maybe 5 of 9 in the second quarter. Whatever it was, it still wasn't a high percentage, and or even an average percentage. And so if you're the Bucks, you need to take advantage of the time that you have where the Lakers aren't playing all that well. And they didn't do that. And then when the Lakers started to get rolling, suddenly the Bucks were in a position where it seemed like they didn't know how to answer. And it took until the fourth quarter when Giannis got going a little bit. Dante DiVincenzo, who had a really great game, he you know, hit a big shot. Chris Middleton hit a three. And then they started to get into it. But I think that at that point, it ended up being too little too late, because they just couldn't get over the hump.
Bucks lose tonight 113-103 in L.A. to the L.A. Lakers. Matt Velasquez joining us from Staples Center for just a couple more minutes here on the Pick and Save Pro Hoops postgame show. Dante DiVincenzo, feel like a broken record here, Matt, but just continues to impress. He was really one of the main reasons they were in that game going into the fourth quarter, because of the third period he had.
Yeah, no, he was fantastic, especially in that second half, I think. Bud pointed this out in postgame. I don't think he did all that much in the first half, but in the second half, he was really good. And that was necessary because George Hill was out tonight after the low blow from Goran Dragic earlier this week. Keeps him out again. We'll see if he'll be able to play on Sunday. Dante, it feels like he's, maybe turning a corner right now. He's been doing it for the past few games, and he's starting to kind of hit his stride at the right time. The Bucks really need him to step up, and to do it on this stage, I think, is a positive development for him.
Were you surprised, Matt, the Bucks didn't try to go back to Brook later on into the second, third, and fourth after as hot as he was early in this game?
Not necessarily. I think that maybe he had some opportunities that he passed up, that he chose to pass up, in order to either drive or pass the teammates or whatever. I think he was the only one who was making threes. I think at one point he was 3 for 3, and everyone else on the court was like, 3 of 26,
yeah,
or whatever
something
number
like that.
It was wild. Mm-hmm. But I think that he was comfortable. He shot the shots that he was comfortable with, and maybe they could have gone to him a little bit more. They could have tried to do something different. But also, I don't think that they necessarily want to play their offense that way. They want the ball to organically find people.
Sure.
And for those people to take shots when they're comfortable. I think, offensively, I think obviously they can make shots more. But I think the biggest issue was they just couldn't find ways to defend aggressively without fouling, which isn't usually a problem for this team, but it was definitely a problem tonight.
Bucks send the Lakers the free throw line just a whole bunch in tonight's game. LeBron shoots 15 free throws himself. Him and Anthony Davis scored every single point outside of an Alex Caruso free throw in the final 3.5 seconds of that fourth quarter. That's closing out the deal with your two best players. One thing that's going to be stressed, I think, in the national media, what's one phrase that you'll say to Bucks fans, Matt, to calm them down? Because Twitter was back and forth seemingly all night.
Well, I mean, the Bucks have lost 2 out of 3, and this is the biggest moment of adversity of the season, and they're still 53-10. They split the season series with the Lakers. This is, unquestionably, or at least right now, I mean, record-wise, is the best team in the West. This is undoubtedly a potential finals preview. Like, if this happens again in June, if they get a chance to meet again, then game on. Let's
I'd take seven of those.
Yeah, no, that would be super fun. Mm-hmm. In the Bucks, obviously won and held the lead for most of the night in their win against the Lakers in Milwaukee. And they didn't play well here in LA. And LeBron and AD were great. Giannis was great too. No doubt about that. He was fantastic. But the Lakers had two of those guys who were fantastic. And if the Bucks are going to win, they're going to need more guys to step up than just Giannis. So, you know, if you give this a 7-game series, I think it would it'd be pretty fun. And I'd be interested in seeing what would happen.
It would be a lot of fun, Matt. Appreciate it, man. I'll talk to you in a week from now as I head out to Phoenix, Arizona. I'm going to miss you in Phoenix, but enjoy Denver. Enjoy a night or two to sleep and get cooped up and ready to go for this final stretch run as we close it out here on the postgame show, man. Appreciate it.
Yeah, looking forward to a little bit of load management.
There we go. That's Matt Velasquez joining us, as he always does after each and every game here on the Pick and Save Probes postgame show. Go follow him online right now today on Twitter at @Matt_Velasquez. And JS Online, go subscribe. That's where you get the best content from Matt at the Journal Sentinel. If you're just going for the freebies, you're not going to get the hard-hitting stuff that ultimately you need from Matt Velasquez. He follows your Milwaukee Bucks and covers them as well as anybody. He joins us on the Great Midwest Bank Hotline. Has your passion outgrown your home? A Great Midwest Bank home renovation loan may give you the space it deserves. Visit GreatMidwestBank.com, simply local lending. Since 1935, take a look around the NBA scoreboard. Wizards get a 118-112 win at home against the Hawks. It was Nets 139, Spurs 120, Thunder 126, Knicks 103 at MSG. The Jazz go on the road in Beantown, beat the Celtics 99-94, Pacers 108, Bulls 102 in Chicago. The Magic upend the T-Wolves in Minnesota 132-118, 110-104, Pelicans beat the Miami Heat. Grizzlies fall in Dallas 121-96. And the Phoenix Suns, 127, Trailblazers, 117. The Phoenix Suns, the next opponent for the Milwaukee Bucks. That comes up on Sunday, a 5 o'clock tip-off. Mitch Ross will be in here for me as I head south to go cover the Milwaukee Brewers with my guy Austin Texas on the other side. Great job, as always, by him and everybody for calling and texting. Appreciate it at 414-799-1250. Bucks lose 113-103. There's going to be better days and more of it coming up. We'll cover it all here on 105.7 FM, The Fan, 1250 AM, and the freeradio.com app, and right here on the Pick and Save Pro Hoops postgame show. I'm Bill Schmidt, baby Tausch. I've been broadcasting out of the Pella Windows and Doors of Wisconsin studios. You've been listening to the Pick and Save Probes postgame show, driven by Mercedes-Benz of Milwaukee North. Bucks lose tonight in L.A., 113-103. We're back on the air on Sunday night. Keep it right here. This is 105.7 FM, The Fan.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. You bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detectthesos.com to learn more.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.